For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Osher. Governor Mike Parson says COVID-19 hospitalizations across the state are down significantly since peaking in early April, which is key in allowing the state to reopen. The Republican governor has outlined several metrics that he says are important in his decision to allow businesses and organizations to reopen starting Monday. Yesterday, he said an important part of the data is the number of hospitalizations for COVID-19, which is the illness caused by the coronavirus. In a tweet yesterday, Parson said the data shows Missouri's healthcare system is under control and that things are improving. Parson says statewide hospitalizations peaked at 1,142 on April 7th. Since then, hospitalizations have declined significantly everywhere in the state except the St. Louis area. According to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, there have been 7,303 confirmed coronavirus cases and 314 deaths. Boone County will receive $21.2 million from the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, otherwise known as the CARES Act. State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick says that money should be distributed to organizations within the county. He says the state is expected to receive $2.83 billion from the CARES Act. He said about 25%, or $521 million, will be sent directly to local governments. This allotment was decided by the supplemental budget passed by the Missouri House on April 7th, according to the Columbia Missourian. This leaves the state with more than $1.5 billion to cover other COVID-19-related expenses. Fitzpatrick is the chair of the CARES Act Funding Working Group, which was formed to research and decide how to spend and disperse Missouri's CARES Act funding. The group met for the first time yesterday after the federal government released spending guidelines last week for COVID-19 relief funding. The group approved measures to help quickly and successfully distribute funding to local governments. Fitzpatrick says the amount of money each county will receive was decided based on population from 2019. Federal, state, and local law enforcement are teaming up to create a new drug and organized crime task force in Missouri. U.S. attorneys for the region announced the Gateway Strike Force yesterday. Officials say the goal is to work together to fight drug trafficking, murders, and other crime committed by gangs and cartels in the St. Louis area, both in Missouri and Illinois. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Assistant U.S. Attorney Jim Delworth says the strike force will get $600,000 in initial funding. He says the strike force will also have access to tracking devices, wiretaps, and undercover agents. National federal safety regulators say actions by the owners of a tourist boat that sank in Missouri in 2018 and the U.S. Coast Guard contributed to the tragedy that killed 17 people. The National Transportation Safety Board said yesterday if the Coast Guard had followed recommendations for fixing small passenger boats that it had pushed for 18 years, the duck boat likely would not have sunk. The Coast Guard said last week it will recommend canopies and side curtains be removed from amphibious tour vehicles known as stretch duck boats, like the one that sank at Table Rock Lake. I'm Sam Osher, KBIA News, Columbia.